I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The latest edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News contained a story by Richard P. Smith sharing an interesting tale about a black bear from Wisconsin that traveled nearly 200 miles before a hunter took it in northern Michigan last fall. I'll share more details when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Jerry Masiak was surprised on October 11, 2023, when he discovered the black bear he took with a bow and arrow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan's Marquette County was from Wisconsin. A small circular tag on the back of the bear's ear contained wording that included a phone number for the Wisconsin DNR. When Masiak called the number, he found out that the male bear had been tagged as a yearling in January of 2021 in the northwest corner of Marathon County, not far from Wausau. The 190-pound Bruin had traveled 180 miles from where it was tagged. This example is not the first bear that was born in Wisconsin and taken in the Upper Peninsula. UP bears sometimes end up in Wisconsin too. Research has shown that some northern Michigan bears actually travel back and forth from Canada. Black bears are excellent swimmers, so moving from an island to the mainland and back is not a problem. So the next black bear you see in northern Wisconsin could be from Michigan or even further away. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.